So this boot launch is part of Indigenous Sovereignty Week, and the Zapatista movement is an indigenous movement in southern Mexico in the state of Chiapas, and their name comes from Emiliano Zapata, who was a revolutionary in the Mexican Revolution, not in Chiapas, but another part of Mexico, but he inspired the Zapatista movement and a lot of people because of his call for people who work the land to control it, and that resulted in the implementation in the Mexican Constitution of collective landholding through what are called ejidos, and that continues to this day to be a central part of how rural people, campesinos in Mexico, live their lives, and especially indigenous people, where collective landholding is a part of their way of life, as it is here in the northern part of the continent. And so the uprising that the Zapatistas had in 1994 was on January 1st, and that was the day that NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which includes the U.S. and Canada and Mexico, came into effect. And actually, as part of NAFTA, they had taken away those constitutional rights that had been guaranteed for collective landholding in the Constitution because of Zapata struggle. So the Zapatistas were evoking that history, and in the uprising in 1994, opposing NAFTA in general and the constitutional changes specifically, and also all the other neoliberal changes that went along with NAFTA, and that they see as a part of the same conquest that began with the Spanish with Columbus 400 more than 400 years ago. And so they see that first there was the conquest, and then there have been different stages of it, and the latest one is neoliberalism, and NAFTA is a specific part of that, central part of that. Yeah. And that's where we see having this party with the Zapatistas as part of Indigenous Sovereignty Week here as being connected.
Yeah. So the revolution's in 1910, and here we are almost a century later. The resistance movement continues across the continent. Here in Montreal, we see a manifestation of this social movement. And you're going to be selling boots that are made by Zapatista people, mm-hmm. From Chiapas. Could you talk about how you got the idea for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah? The project was started in, I believe, around 2003 by STAC, was a group, Students Taking Action with Chiapas, was a group in Halifax as well. There have been different chapters in different universities, different cities in Canada. And the Halifax group, one of the members of that group went down to one of the Zapatista centers that had recently been formed called Caracoles. And the Caracoles, they had formed regional governance, because before that point, a lot of international aid and support had come into Zapatista communities, but it was difficult for that to be managed, and a lot of times it wasn't going where it was actually useful for the communities. And so in order to have that aid be more to their benefit and more part of their self-determination, they set up these interfaces between outside supporters and the communities. And the Juntas de Buen Gobierno, which is like councils of good government, were those interfaces. And so he went down there when they had initiated this process, and he didn't come up with the idea of doing the boot project. He went to them and asked them, what could we do as this student group in Canada? And so they gave him a list of projects, and out of that, he chose the boot project, which was selling boots in Canada that had been made by the Zapatista Boot Cooperative, Cooperativo Primero de Enero, 1st of January, referencing the date of the uprising. Yeah. And so they started the project. They had one shipment of boots in kind of the years following that, and it kind of worked out and kind of didn't work out for various reasons. And then in 2006, Halifax, STAC Halifax and STAC Montreal had a combined delegation to Chiapas, and we decided at that time that the Montreal group would take on the boot project because there are enough people in Montreal to sell boots to, as opposed to in Halifax, it didn't really work as well. And so it's been 3 years since 2006 that we've been getting things together to actually sell the boots here, and they finally arrived just recently. So now this is starting the actual selling of the boots with this party.
And this party, of course, is on Halloween, 7:30 p.m. at Le Rhizome, which is at 1800 Les Tourneaux, corner of La Fontaine, at Metro P9. There's a suggested donation at this party, $5 to $10. There's going to be musical performances, DJs.
So music at the party is going to be by Iki Balam, an artist from Mexico, as well as DJ Chalango, a DJ from Mexico, and DJ Aaron Maiden, who is from here in Montreal.
Right. DJ Aaron Maiden, who's also a CKUT DJ of Roots Rock Rebel. One of the things I think is great about this project is that, we're so used to hearing about the way that our shoes are made, the way that our boots are made, often in countries with extremely low protection of labor rights. People are working in factories for low wages, long hours, in unsafe conditions. And there's a kind of apathy I feel about this with people. People sort of expect that their clothing and shoes will come from these kind of labor conditions. How is it different with this collective that makes these boots?
Mm-hmm. The Zapatistas have declared themselves an anti-capitalist movement, and Stack definitely supports that political position and tries to build it with this project. And what that means specifically is the cooperative Primero de Enero, where they make the boots in Chiapas, all the people there are volunteers in making the boots. They're not paid to do it. They do it because in making the boots, they provide cheap boots or free boots to people in the Zapatista communities who need footwear. And then they also, by selling the boots, provide funding for the autonomous projects that the Zapatistas have. So they are building autonomy for the communities, and that includes healthcare and education and media, and that requires funding. So the sale of the boots and other economic projects supplies that. And our part, as you mentioned, a lot of the economic relations that we're used to in capitalism are very exploitative. And so there's a lot of wealth coming to the north based on exploitation of people and resources in the global south, like in Mexico. And this is kind of trying to build economic relations and social relations that reverse those patterns by their volunteering down there so that it's not a wage labor situation, and we're volunteering here to sell the boots. And all of the money from those sales is going down to the community projects in Mexico.
Right, in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas, which has been a hot spot of repression in recent years. I wonder if you could talk about the political situation in southern Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Ever since the uprising in 1994, the Mexican government and landowners in Chiapas have mobilized and have created anti-Zapatista repression, whether it's directly through the military or through the support of paramilitary organizations, dividing communities against each other. And that has kind of ebbed and flowed in a kind of sometimes more intense and sometimes more low intensity type of conflict situation. And recently it has intensified more with, there's been larger in Mexico as a whole, there's been conflicts between the government and drug cartels and a general militarization of the country and increase in repression across the board. And that also has been in Chiapas. And there continue to be military bases in Chiapas that were put in place right after the uprising. And people have the kind of denunciations of human rights abuses that have been going on kind of on and off the whole time. There have been more of them and more intense repression, people being killed, people being threatened. And so
organizers
yeah.
organizers being threatened, killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that goes on, and as it happens across Mexico, it happens in Chiapas as well.
And it's supporting not only the autonomy of the indigenous people of Chiapas through the sale of the boots, but it's also supporting indigenous sovereignty here in Montreal through the donations to the party, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that we having this event as part of Indigenous Sovereignty Week is recognizing the common struggles of indigenous people, whether it's in Mexico against colonialism there that's been going on for hundreds of years, or indigenous people here in Canada struggling against colonialism here. And with STAC, and with this event, we're trying to make that kind of connection. And so the Boo Project is, as we've been saying, helping build solidarity with the Zapatistas and build their autonomy. And with the funds raised through the party specifically, through the art auction and the donations and whatever else comes out of it, that'll be going towards supporting Indigenous solidarity efforts here of groups in Montreal.
Yeah. So I've been talking to Cleve Higgins of Students Taking Action with Chiapas, or STAC Montreal, which is putting on the Yabasta Halloween Party Zapatista boot launch and art auction on Halloween. Check it out, defendersoftheland.org/ISW. Yeah, thanks a lot, Cleve.
Yeah, thanks.
Cleve said that the boots come in two cuts. They're black leather and simple but sturdily made. For CKUT, this is David Koch.